Now, Domacom is pushing ahead with plans to purchase S. Kidman & Co. Firstly, Arthur, let's talk about the properties. Why is it so important for this business to stay in Australian hands?
Well, it's obviously a large part of Australian arable land. So, you know, from that perspective, it's an important asset to keep here. But it's a strategic asset. From our perspective, we're looking at it from an investment perspective. And it makes sense to have a nice defensive asset in investors' portfolios. So, you know, it's two things that investors can do. One is make a good investment return at the same time to keep the asset as a productive asset of Australia.
Chinese investors have made bids for the property, which have been knocked back by Treasurer Scott Morrison on national interest grounds. You've got an opportunity here to acquire the Kidman Cattle Empire. How much funding has been pledged so far and what's the target?
Well, the target is about $210 million The pledges as of a couple of weeks ago was well over $80 million. What we've been focusing on doing, though, is that most of people's investable assets are in their superannuation. So we're hopefully about to get onto what's called a retail super platform, which will enable investors to actually use their superannuation, which is really where most people have their investable money. So we're targeting $210 million. And really for us to achieve that, we need to access some of the investors' superannuation, which is what we're trying to do.
There doesn't seem to be much interest from domestic businesses and super funds to invest in our ag sector at the moment. Are you finding this is the case at the moment? I mean, we know that ag relies on investment.
Well, no. It's really funny because our strategy with Kidman is a common thing that occurs in the commercial world is that a business normally does not own the real estate asset that he operates from. So our strategy with Kidman is to separate the real estate asset from the business asset. We've been fortunate to find a business partner called Lloyd's Business Brokers who already have twice the interest to buy the business. And from Australian agricultural companies. So basically, our strategy, we believe, shows that there is appetite for investment if you can structure it properly. The only thing we need to do now is to get Australian superannuation funds to look at agricultural real estate as a part of an asset allocation, because it's a very good long-term defensive asset. You know, 3.94% plus, the Rural Bank report showed 5.8% historic capital growth over 20 years for the average Australian farmland. You know, combine those two, you're talking about 8-9% return. Well, you know, that's really good.
Well, that's right. We're always hearing about the huge potential of Australian agriculture, and I guess now we need that investment to start rolling in, and why not start with S. Kidman & Co.?
Well, that's exactly. In fact, from our perspective, look, I know, you know, it sounds a big thing, $210 million, but, you know, let's put it in perspective. Just, you know, looking at the self-managed superannuation, they've got $130 billion sitting in cash, earning 1.5%. Surely some of that should be in S. Kidman & Co. earning 3.9% plus capital growth. But our strategy says, you know, and this is why we're trying really hard with Kidman, because it's bigger than Kidman. This is about showing that there is a structure that Australian investors can invest in Australian agriculture, because, you know, clearly foreign pension funds see it, and they're taking not only risk on Australian agriculture, they're taking Australian currency risk. Yet our domestic super funds, are not there. So we believe we can change that.
And Arthur, finally, anyone who wants to find out more information, where can they go?
I'll just go to our website, domacom.com.au, and they'll see one of the tabs, there's Kidman, and there's a background on the Kidman transaction and how to register their interest or apply for units in the fund that will exist if we are successful.